it's a fantastic card. I'm looking forward to, well, more or less all the fights. One what sticks out in my mind is Dave Allen versus Dillian White. It's going to be a great fight from the start. I'm sure Dave Allen will have a good fight, but Dillian's the favourite. But we'll see how that turns out. Looking forward to, obviously, the main fight with Josh Warrington. So it should be a good night.
I mean, looking, we're here at the press conference now. White and Allen, there was a little bit of needle there, which is always good to see going into these bouts.
Oh, it's fantastic for the fans, and we've been, obviously seeing it all on Twitter and social media, and it's been fantastic how the banter or the rivalry is taking part.
When you look at this fight on social media, obviously this is how it was all formed, via Twitter. I mean, you're in a position where no one could challenge you on social media, no one could send you a tweet and say, right, I want to fight you. What have you made of the process of that?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, I've been watching it for a few years now myself, being on social media, and I've, like you said, I've seen people calling each other out. In my days, we didn't really get a chance, but I still did get some messages sent to me, and, you just do what you have to do.
And this is going to be your first time actually watching a fight in Leeds. I mean, I can tell you the atmosphere is going to be incredible. Just how much are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I can't wait. I've seen how the tickets have just gone crazy, so I'm expecting it to be electrifying, and it's something, from the other side of the camera I'll be enjoying.
And when you look at the Yorkshire battle between Tyrone Nurse and Tommy Coyle, that British title means a lot to him, a lot of prestige with that belt, and it's going to be a great clash, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great fight. Two of my favourite fighters, actually, at that weight. Tommy Coyle's moving up, Tyrone Nurse seems to be around for ages. He hasn't actually been around for ages because he's only 26, but I've known him for several years, and it's going to be a hell of a fight.
And Luke Campbell from Hull returning to the ring. I mean, this to me is going to be probably his toughest fight when you look at the pedigree of his opponent, but he just likes to take these tough fights, doesn't he?
Luke Campbell's actually gone up in boxing because, we all worried about him after he got defeated, but it seems to have done him a lot. He's adjusted, and he's a talented fighter. I saw some big, big improvements when he's fighting Sykes recently, winning the Commonwealth title. And he's very impressive. He's definitely a future world champion.
And the main event then, Josh Warrington against Patrick Ireland. There's been a lot of respect between these two. They both say, they're very good fighters. That's good to see, but this could be a 12-round war, couldn't it?
It's likely to be a 12-round war. There's been no animosity, like you said. They're both respectful about each other, but, they're both known for getting stuck in. Josh won't take a backward step unless it's to come forward again. And Highland, he's a man what doesn't play around. He likes to get stuck in straight away. So I'm expecting it to be a hell of a fight also.
And you're a proud Yorkshireman. You must just love the fact that this is, boxing is doing so well at the moment in the stage.
Well, when I was a young professional in back in the days, Yorkshire was not the place to make it. We didn't have these sort of bills, but now we're having fantastic bills, and you can stay up in Yorkshire and you can, do what Josh Warrington's doing, do what Tommy Coyle's doing, and Luke Campbell. So, we're flying the flag for Yorkshire.